Sairam, dear listeners, I was in fact expecting to talk to you around this time, outlining our special plans for the new year about to be ushered in, that is to say the year 2010, which marks the 85th anniversary of the advent of the Sri Sathya Sai Avatar, that is to say our beloved Swami. Meanwhile, we received the news, which you too must have heard about, namely the closing down of the satellite broadcast service offered by WorldSpace India. Understandably, this news has upset all our listeners who listen to us via the Asia Star satellite of WorldSpace, this being the satellite used by WorldSpace India. Ever since we got the news about the shutdown of the Indian operations of WorldSpace, we have been working very hard behind the scenes to somehow keep at least Radio Sai broadcast going. Left to ourselves, this might be very difficult to achieve and indeed even impossible. However, if you look back, Radio Sai came into existence literally out of the blue on Swami's birthday in 2001. Since He had willed its existence, I firmly believe that no power on earth can turn it off even if it tries. Nevertheless, we, that is to say we here in the studio and you out there listening to us, we together have to play our part. The question is, what is it that we have to do and how do we do it? The answer is very simple. It consists of just one word: prayer. They say that prayer is God's only weakness. Keeping that in mind, let us all pray, we here and you out there, wherever it is that you are listening. Let us pray to Swami that somehow, in the current crisis, Radio Sai's service emerges unscathed and continues to broadcast. Remember, Savitri's husband died, but through prayer she brought him back to life. Remember, Markandeya was doomed to die, but through prayer he not only escaped death but became immortal. That God who in the past gave new life to those just mentioned can also sustain our life breath and lifeline, namely Radio Sai. So, dear listeners, let us all join together and pray intensely to God to keep Radio Sai going no matter what. That God to whom we shall be praying is right here, and since it was He who willed that Radio Sai should come into existence, we can be sure He would also save it, provided we all pray intensely and in total unison. So start now and pray intensely that the voice of Radio Sai, which is verily the voice of God, will continue to be heard even after the midnight of 31st December. Thank you all. And let me sign off with the hope that our prayers would be such as to really melt Swami. Jai Sai Ram.